Hi, my name is Pei Rong. I'm a person in recovery from mild bipolar disorder. Last year when I was working in a new job environment, so that's when I started crying for no apparent reason. My boss came in to rescue me, so she actually hold my hand saying that, okay, it's okay, no worries, okay, I think you should go back. So that's when she actually drove me home. So along the way, she was like sharing, saying that, okay, nobody will judge you, okay, just be yourself and everyone is special. So actually this encouraged me a lot. I have a group chat with everybody, so my boss was kind enough to send this text to everyone. Dear ladies, Pei Rong has given me permission to share, and so I will share her condition with all of you. Pei Rong is learning to deal with her emotion. Sometimes she will cry uncontrollable, and she just can't stop crying. So at this moment, we all have to give her space. Sometimes she needs someone to hold her, to assure her, but no need to talk much. Your presence with her while she sorts her emotion is more than enough. Her emotion might not be due to anything you have said or done. If you're not sure, please feel free to come back to ask me. Please do not second guess among yourself. You can read this article about her to know more about her condition. By providing a listening ear, you actually give us hope. So when there is hope, we will feel that we are not alone in this journey. So that is what I felt when Miss Josephine gave me the support, which I would like to thank Miss Josephine for being so supportive throughout this journey, and I would like to give back the hope to the others as well.
I'm Joseph Wong. I have depression. I lost interest in everything. I kept to myself. I kept away from friends. I don't feel like going out. Life becomes meaningless. With my wife realizing that, she brought me to the doctor. My wife would take 2 to 3 hours a day in traveling time to visit me in the hospital. She will encourage me to take up games, do exercise, the treadmill, play ping pong with me. She wanted me to get well. I finally realized that I should open up, and having opened up, you sort of see a life light at the end of a tunnel, right? Which is good feeling. For me now, I say mental illness is the same like you having a headache, okay? If you take that way, you have to take a medicine. Don't tell him or her, snap out of it. That is the worst. But the right thing to do is support. That's all. I hope that it won't happen again, but if it happens again, I still feel that she will still support me. That is what my wife is. And for that, darling, thank you very much for all the support you give me. I love you so much. Thank you, darling, for all the years and bearing with me.
I suspected I had depression as early as 1999, but I didn't do much about then. I just relied on self-help books, reading. And then in 2009, I went through divorce. And then there came a point where I was really feeling suicidal. At one night, that's the time I decided to go for help. Very negative view in life and not much goals. Very insecure, and can't concentrate. Because during those years, a lot of things happened. So I went for studies, and then I couldn't concentrate on the studies. I couldn't remember things. Initially, I was just managed by a GP, and then eventually, after 6 months, I was referred to IMH to see the psychiatrist. And I have been under his care so far until now.
It started all because of there's a change of nature of my job, my work. So, and I'm probably that I'm putting too much pressure on myself, expecting myself to do well, I can't really sleep. And another reason, another experience that I come across is that I just don't have appetite, even to eat anything. Yeah, even to the extent of trying to push down the food. Also, I just can't do it. So with these various experiences, I felt that it seems that something is really not correct with me. Yeah, that's why I go and look for a doctor. I go straight to the psychiatry. I like I said, with the symptom, I felt that it's not a normal illness. It's likely it's something to do with depression.
Okay, one was because I was actually fully breastfeeding, and getting the routine of the baby was not easy. And so I think my sleep patterns were also disrupted. Also being, there's not much support. I was doing everything from chores to baby care to looking after myself, caring for myself. And I think the strain, you know, the strain of just all the work coming together. I do notice the symptoms, right, were like social withdrawal, symptoms of not sleeping properly, symptoms of not eating properly. The motivations were very low. And by the time I reached the counseling chair, I don't know where to start, you know. How do you tell the story, you know? And there was only one thing that they did right, okay. They pushed me a few forms and they said, can you still write? Because I was almost nil. I mean, I could speak, but I couldn't tell what happened. Because it was so painful, you know. And they said, can you just write your story out? They broke it down into life cycles. I said, okay, I think I can still write. So I wrote. I wrote quite profusely, and it was quite in detail. So within a week, they could diagnose the whole situation, and they still didn't tell me what is wrong. They just tell me there's only one sentence that you put down there that kind of tell us that we can still help you. I say, yeah, what is that sentence, you know? That sentence was, I think there's still hope.
My depression came about when I had a chronic illness called it stroke. So this was in December 2010. I think part of it is migration, change of environment. I was without work for a long time. To me, it's a long time because it's all relative. I mean, I've worked for the longest part of my life, for 16 continuous years since I finished my army. I think I've never stopped working. And just stopping work itself, I think, is quite detrimental to my mental health. I was easily angry. My capability to hold my temperament were very short. I could get angry easily. I also realized that my memory has functioned quite differently. I realize I cannot hold question that's piled on to me, especially what I call compounded question. They build up the anger in me, and then I will react and release my anger by my verbal response and sometimes quite physical. So I will throw table and chairs to vent off my frustration. One night, I woke up in the middle of the night and told my wife I want to divorce her. I said, hey, I can't hold out anymore. I can't provide for you. Why don't we divorce each other? I always say this, thank God for a wife that doesn't listen. You know, really. So my wife did not listen to me. Instead, she told me to, hey, why don't you you attend a class by the company that she was kind of volunteering, and she has found and know of the class, and so she recommended me to this class in recovery innovation in New Zealand. They were doing a class called RAP, wellness recovery action plan.
Being a fresh graduate, you know, like the pressures of like keeping your job and stuff like that, it adds up alongside with paying off the loans that one incurs during the course of studying. So it becomes like, yeah, the money stress factor is constantly there, feeling very moody. It's more on the verge of like constantly easily irritated, and it got to a point that where I couldn't sleep or have a proper meal. It's like on off, on the run, that kind of stuff. And it goes to a point that where I dread doing work in my daily life. So I thought it was just a passing phase, but things got progressively worse, and it became more like suicidal thoughts actually crept in as well. It came to a point I actually got myself to my family doctor, because prior to that I was complaining to him that I'm having muscle aches, I'm having tension headaches, and these are all physical symptoms, which he did acknowledge is probably signs of me being very stressed. I went back to my family doctor, and he actually referred me to SAMH. So I got in touch, and that was how I learned about the illness management recovery program. That was something I could try out before I actually deciding whether I would need proper counseling.